I don't know where to start, but we need to not focus on the people who continuously talk about 2012, when 9 times out of 10 they don't even know what they're talking about. Humanity needs to stop thinking about the future, because the future, as far as I'm concerned, does not exist until we get there. So instead of wasting every day worrying about a non-current, neither existing instance, why don't we live every day like it is our first? No. This isn't a prediction, it is a self-evident recognition of what's to come, yet can, should be changed through the movement of our decisions we make now. Take a look around you. Are you missing an eye and your ears? Have you not seen what's been happening around you for the last 7 years? You can't be that blind. Did the world center not ding a bell for you? Did the tsunami that wiped out over 300,000 people not get you thinking? New Orleans, the large-scale earthquakes in China, the drought in Australia, the bears drowning because the ice is cracking, glaciers melting, the economy failing. Yet here you are, living a damned daydream about some date. Hello? Wake up and smell the coffee. Now to you far-gone skeptics who choose not to allow yourself to see the evidence, who think that nothing is going on and everybody else is crazy, you're gonna have to open your eyes, otherwise they'll get opened for you. Look at how humanity is now. Just imagine what it will be like in 5-6 years. It's not going to be swell, life and glory, honey, fantastic. It's going to be rough. Now we're going to have to wake up now, because our children, our grandchildren are going to have to live through this. They're going to get it even harder than we are. Now these predictions of the old days, you know, the Mayans, Nostradamus, they already got it right. They predicted famine, war, disease. It's all happened. It's happening. Why worry about 2012? The seekage of knowledge should be blessed with in return if needed. But if you're gonna listen without knowing it's the truth inside, you're gonna end up on a road shouting stardom to regret. If you wanna find the truth, look inside you, not from an outer source. Otherwise, you'll become confused. If you want to live in reality, live in the present moment, not to worry about today away. That's the real life, no dreaming. That's all I got to say.
Alright, now, basically we have to go from the physical to the metaphysical. Physical, names, titles, attributes of God, you know, Jesus, Allah, Elohim, Ra, Jehovah, Buddha, and then when you get into the metaphysical, you may hear things like the All, the Universal Mind, the Infinite Intelligent, the Infinite Source, the I Am. There's many different names for what we may call an English God. But religions of today are just different expressions of understanding the same God. The easiest way that I try to show people what God is, how to understand your existence, is that imagine the universe is a big building. Within that building, you have many different floors. Within those floors, there's many different windows. Our job is to make sure that we now climb from the bottom to the top of the building to understand those different levels of expression. Religion are just the different levels of understanding that same expression. That's all it is. So, you know, all religions are talking about the same God and deity. Some people may argue with that, but what? You know what I'm saying? Basically, they're all talking about the same thing. It's just based on what time frame that religion was started, what book they used, and how they're looking at the creator. But the bottom line is they're talking about the same creator, just different ways. Here's a gem for you. If you want to see an image of God, look in the mirror. If you want to see God in person, follow your belly button. Ponder on that. Alright, now let's move on. Now, basically, we, like I said, have always existed, just not in this physical form. So what you have to understand is that we were spiritual beings, and then we basically slowed our vibration down where we became physical androgynous beings. To basically we now separating to where you have male on one side and female on the other side. And then we split again where we now get what we call today the Europeans, based on we being mentally, physically, spiritually unbalanced, and also experimentations. So there's an order that we came from: the mind of God, physical representation of that God, and then our vibration slowed down to this third dimension where, you know, we get androgynous representation, then we split into male and female, and then we split again to our negative side of us. Because if we represent the positive in the universe, the image of God, then what do the Europeans represent? The negative aspect of that, the polarity. Now, dealing with the Earth and understanding how the Earth got here, because we just broke down how we got here. Now we have to break down how the Earth got here. Energy emanates from the inside out. So if people are looking in the sky for God or looking outside of themselves for God, that's just confusion. Because everything deals with inside outward first. So if you look within, or meditate instead of praying, or recognize yourself, or even look in the mirror, you understand what God is. And your job is just to make sure that you're now in sync with basically the different representation of that, you know, creation or formation. Now, dealing with the universe and how the Earth got here now. Basically, there's a core of the universe. From that core of the universe, you get basically different galaxies. Within those galaxies, the galaxy has a core. So basically, there's a central sun for each galaxy. Okay, a lot of people know about 2012, right? What is 2012? Please, let's not make this so complex. 2012 is just an alignment, but the alignment is happening within your body and within your mind and within your DNA. But as above, so below. If all this stuff is happening within you, because you're a reflection of the Earth, the universe, of the nature, of the cosmos, then we're going to see the same alignment in the sky. Okay? So, yes, there's going to be comets, asteroids, planetary alignments. Okay? But understand that this is happening within you first. So, why are gods and goddesses waiting on a comet or a planet or aliens to come and save you? Once again, you know, taking away the responsibility from yourself. Every time you point one finger, there's three pointing back at you, okay? So understand this all goes back to self. So stop looking outside of yourself for a savior, for an answer. Some people replace Jesus with aliens. Some people replace Jesus with comets or a planet. Some people replace religion with a certain perspective in our history or society or a certain longitude or latitude or place on the planet. We need to go back to being independent. Self independent, a sovereign, okay? Bring that responsibility back to you. Once you get yourself in order, then you can help get your family in order, then help get the people around you or the people that you interact with in order, okay? So stop, you know, pushing responsibility on outside things. Everything happened within. So stop looking for a leader, stop looking for aliens or a planet or something else to come save you. Start doing it now. Mental, physical, spiritual, and financial balance. Once you have those balance in order, you could create your own reality. You could create your heaven and get yourself out of your hell. Okay? So self-responsibility. Each central sun to each galaxy now gave birth to many different stars. And each star now gave birth to their different systems that depends on that star. Or each star has what is called a solar system. So we have to understand that energy emanates from the inside out. Understand how all of this represented a different aspect of nature. For example, take the heart, right? When you read these papyruses, scriptures, philosophy, perspective on life, about the real core of man is the heart, or God dwells within the heart of man. The heart is symbolic. The heart is just an organ. What that means is that the heart represents the core of your body, the core of your soul, the core of your spirit. But it really represents your brain. So when you look at these esoteric pictures, these Rosicrucian pictures, these occultic pictures, these esoteric pictures, the heart is really symbolic for the mind. So they're not really talking in your heart, that's in your chest per se. They're really talking about, you know, the core of your mind. Because once again, your mind is what calls everything into existence. Your brain is really what regulates your body anyway. So your heart can stop beating, but your brain can still function. Or your brain could trigger how your organs and your heart even behaves. So understand these symbolism that you see out here. This would now lead to the scriptures. Dealing again with how the earth got here. Remember, we said it was this core of the universe. The universe gave birth to the galaxy. Within the galaxy, there's a central sun. That central sun now gave birth to a whole bunch of stars. Those stars now gave birth to the different systems and, you know, planets. So dealing with our galaxy, which is the Milky Way galaxy, Sirius gave birth to our sun, and our sun gave birth to the Earth. How is this possible? we just now have to pay attention to these different stories that we have been taught or that's surrounding us. When you hear stories of the Black Madonna and Child, or Mary and Jesus, or Queen Maha Maye gave birth to Buddha, or virgin birth, or the symbol of the Virgo being the shape of an M, or in masonry you have the widow and the widow's son, or the matriarchal rulership is older than patriarchal, or you may have Isis or Aset that gave birth to Horus or Heru. You have electrons and protons, you have positive and negative. All these stories represent how our sun got here and how the earth got here. But what we have to do is just piece it together. So when you see the story of Isis giving birth to Horus, or Mary giving birth to Jesus, what is really represented is Ceres giving birth to our sun, which now gave birth to the rest of the planets. Why? Because Ceres is also known as the star of Isis. And then the Isis have a sun, S-O-N, which gave birth to our sun, S-U-N. So this is the connection you have to make about how we got here, and that we have been here for millions, billions, and eons of years. So now you may understand why a masculine offspring is called a son, and a feminine offspring is called a daughter. Son, S-O-N, comes from son, S-U-N. The word daughter means to copy, but the word daughter also means eastern star. So this is connection that we have to make, like it's right in front of our face. We just have to piece it together. Nobody asks why our sons called sons and why our daughters called daughters. When you research it, son comes from S-U-N, and then daughter means the copy, or the daughter means star. So the stories of Isis and Horus is not confusing anymore. The story of Mary giving birth to Jesus, there's no confusion anymore. So all we have to do is just piece it together. Now, here's some additional information on Ceres. Ceres is a tri or triple star system. So not only is there Ceres A, but Ceres B is also Ceres C. Thanks to our map keepers and basically our star charters, which is basically the Moors of Mali, or basically known today as the Dogon tribe. Hence the reason, you know, why we have a pineal gland, a pituitary gland, and a hypothalamus gland. Once again, three. Here's the reason why there's three pyramids in Egypt. Here's the reason why there was three pyramids also in North America, Central America, and South America. Here's the reason why there's three stars of Orion. Here's the reason why we have man, woman, and child. The reason why there's Trinity in religion. The reason why the judge or the master mason in the lodge bangs the mallet three times. You know, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. The three branches of government: executive, legislative, judicial branch. The three 3 degrees of Mason. Red, white, and blue, and it goes on and on. We just have to piece it together on how you got here. I know that you've always been here. So even though Ceres is the fifth closest star group to us, or over 8.6 light years away, is still affecting us. A matter of fact, Ceres, every between 50 and 60 years, Ceres crisscrosses. That crisscross is the reason why our DNA helix spiral. So do the knowledge to that. Here's another gem. The Dogon tribe. If you break it apart, dog and on. On means light. Dog now comes into play because isn't Ceres star system also called the Dog Star? So the Dogon tribe, their name represents Ceres. So, you know, what are they really telling us? So Dogon really means the light of Ceres, or the enlightened one of Ceres, or the star system of light. So, you know, do the knowledge to that. Now, back to Earth. The Big Bang Theory, as these Europeans tell it, didn't really happen the way that they had to tell it. However, a Big Bang did happen because there was an explosion. That explosion or cataclysm or tension now basically gave birth to basically our solar system. So basically when that Big Bang happened, it was what I call a cooling down process. Not cooling as in temperature. So a lot of people are sleeping. Me, myself, I used to be asleep, but now I'm awake. And I'm never, never going back to sleep.
Don't you hate the government? I mean, they're thieves, liars, cheats. Can't do anything right. They only think about themselves. Can't balance a checkbook. Act fiscally irresponsibly. Take on loans they can't afford. Can't take care of our veterans. They can't get along. Easily distracted. I mean, what kind of government is that anyway, huh? I'll tell you what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people. And I didn't make that up. Somebody a whole lot smarter than me came up with that one. So do you trust people? Because if you trust people, you should trust the government. I mean, corporations and private enterprises are also run by groups of individuals, and they too can fail to act morally and ethically and efficiently. The idea that business, if allowed to act with little or no regulation and control, would somehow morally police and regulate itself. That's a proven lie. The Industrial Revolution proves that. People don't stop being individuals when they're elected to governmental positions. They can, however, be subject to the exact same temptations and failures that anyone in any position of authority and responsibility could fall prey to. The problems we face in America now within our government are a direct result of the failures of us as individuals to act responsibly within our system. In a properly functioning American governmental system, the individuals are ultimately responsible for the government's actions. Americans today are every bit to blame for the failures we face as the people that we've elected to represent us. We're distracted, disinterested, and self-absorbed. And this is not a nation that you set and forget. This is a democratic republic. And what should stand as the greatest example of a government that answers to the people and not the other way around. I think if you scrap the entire American governmental system and set out to build one from the ground up that would be the best, you'd essentially come up with the same system all over again. And why is that? Because it's the best. Liberals and conservatives are both guilty of failing to uphold their responsibilities as they pertain to the operation of this government, of, by, and for the people. This is part of what happens when we as citizens allow ourselves to be deceived by lies and propaganda, and we fail to keep our government accountable. Under the smokescreen of fear and paranoia since 9/11, many of us have surrendered our power as individuals in return for the illusion of safety. And in doing so, we've betrayed our nation, not served it. The protections that gave us as citizens the ability to petition our government, to question its actions, to hold it accountable, to keep the system of checks and balances intact, were traded off by weak and fearful, phony patriots who surrendered under the test. We have made elections into auctions and have instead replaced real patriotic values with flags made in China and facts made out of thin air. This government is us, and we are our own enemy.
Okay, so we're armed. Before I start, just gotta say, just yes! Robbie does not seem back for good. Jesus Christ! Okay, right. Switching the subject then. Oh wait, sorry. Sorry, my ears mess. Always like this. But it's always a mess. Yeah. Never mind. It's gay. Right. Doing it for Rambo. And all them other people out there who feel the same as me and Rambo. Doing this very, very delicate subject. But I cannot include this person's name. From the start, they are not worthy of the mention. And they are not worthy of anything, anywhere. Fucking hoe, slag, bitch, fuck off, cunt, bollocks, bastard, wankers, fucking bastard. I can't think of any more swear words. I'm not talking. Don't come in here. No, don't. I'm not in the house. Shut up. You're ruining it for this. What did you just say?
Glamorous grandma.
No, no, no. Go away. Oh my God. Glamorous grandma. I don't think so. There's only one thing Grandma's good for, and that's cooking. Oh. Anyway, this person, bitch, thing, hoe, bastard, bollocks, wankers, fucking cunts, shitheads, pissheads, fat egg, Chinese tosspot, everything, shouldn't be on this earth. What are they doing here? Meth. It's a meth. It's a it. It's an he or she. It's a it. A it. Oh, it's the dog. No. Anyway, I would now like to finish this session. A quick goodbye from a very angry captain. Oh, I just got to add last night, Gary, on that thing, oh my God. It's got to be good. It's huge. It's massive. I want to have a spin on it. All aboard the Gary train. He's about to sneeze. Choo-choo. Right, anyway. All I can say, bitch, bitch. Thing, meth, bint, fucking everything. Just everything. So I'm an angry person. Right, angry point number one. She must not be named as still hanging about. What a bitch. I hate her. I hate her, I tell you now. angry point number two is Big Brother, because I like Trish, she's funny, but it's getting so childish. I mean, who sits there going, oh, I can't get Big Brother, these people are supposed to be friends with each other. Angry point number three is that I want Gary and he's somewhere else, but I think he'll be back soon. He said he will be, so yeah. Right, angry point number four, I've done my legging, I can't walk, I can't do anything, it's ridiculous. Oh, but good point number one is that I'm going to get pissed on Friday. Now that's going to be funny because, well, we know why it's going to be funny, very funny indeed. Oh, I thought of angry point number five, or is it angry point number six? I'm not sure because, as I said, I'm a very angry person, but I think it's angry point number five. I fucking hate Jake the Duck. Jake the Duck. Anyway, good point number two is that Saturday I'm going out, and I talk about Gary all day, and no one will care because we all fucking love Gary. Party! Angry point number six is that the dog isn't up here, so we can't laugh at the dog. Oh my god, I just said dog and it just ran upstairs. This is the dog. Are you alright, honey? And you can see my bingo wing when I go like that. Fucking awful, aren't they? This is the dog. Yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, angry point number seven, or is it number six? I'm not sure which one. I'm stuck at my nan's. And my nan's not here, so she can't like run in and go, oh, glamorous grandmothers. And she won't cook, oh, if she's not here, she can't cook me any food. So I've got to live off the crap my mother makes. Oh, and angry point number eight. So the woman in Devon has lost my CV, but I've done the other one, so hopefully I'll still get a job in Devon. If I don't get a job in Devon, then I'll get a job in Sunfield, because the green turns me on. Another angry point, I broke my nail. Look at the size difference, you probably can't see from there, but yeah, I broke that one, so now that one's long, and that one's short, and I look like a fucking lesbian. What do you think about that, dog? Alright then, I think that's it for now, because I'm just ranting now. I'm good at ranting, I think. Because I'm an angry person. I'm a very angry person. Goodbye.